Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Shaw. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wynn Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wynn Hawkins. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rivera moves to third. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rivera scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hawkins. Sullivan moves to third. Bertoia moves to second. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kirkland moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Reino Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bertoia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw bunts towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertoia moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hawkins strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Sullivan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-2 in the game. Essigian is hit by the pitch. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple scores. Essigian moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Essigian tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Johnson pinch hits for Reno Bertoia. Stan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchok strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing third base. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Covington moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Allen reaches second base with a double. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple is walked intentionally. Don Dillard pinch hits for Chuck Essigian. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to third for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to third. Dillard moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Dillard scores. Francona moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing center field. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bauer moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Bauer moves to third. Hauser moves to second. Frank Funk now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Bauer scores. Hauser moves to third. One out. It's 5-4, Indians. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Temple fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Hauser scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Mike DeLaha's now playing second base. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Covington hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Archer now pitching. Jay Hankins now playing center field. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey bunts towards the mound. Funk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada pinch hits for Jim Archer. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Athletics. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bud Daly now pitching. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillard moves to second. Jerry Walker now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to third for the out. Francona moves to second. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 4 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.